Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
Good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Running and gunning a little bit more than usual today, but can't go without doing this show because it's the third Thursday of the month, and that means it's Tech Thursday, and we have our almighty tech guru, Burton Kelso, with us today. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Where is this almighty coming from?
Don't you think after a few years, you know, I need to give you some sort of title?
That works. I'll go with almighty. That's good with me.
At least in the tech world anyway, okay? I can't give it
right,
all to
exactly.
You.
Exactly.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. We got a... Got some stuff going on in the tech industry it's never ending, it seems like, as far as news is concerned, as far as security and, you know, everything tech that goes on. Either it's new technology or there's some cyber security breach or there's some revelation that somebody's eavesdropping when they shouldn't be doing this, you know?
Yeah. I have one story in particular I have been wanting to talk to you about, but let's just go ahead and get started. I'll get to it at some point.
Yeah, so I guess the big revelation this week is that Amazon doesn't ever let go of your information. It stems from the fact that Amazon claims that they hold on to your personal queries indefinitely. And I guess the excuse is that Alexa has to learn your queries to make it better. And unfortunately, I've got Alexa sitting next to me, so Alexa is going to go off. So I better start saying Echo.
Okay.
See, Alexa's listening.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. Alexa home.
I tell you what. I'll tell you what the key is. Steve Harvey was talking about this, and apparently Alexa doesn't know Ebonics. So, you know,
right.
You have to change the language a little bit, you know, because he was trying to tell her some stuff in a little bit of different vernacular, and it wasn't responding, so he wasn't happy about that.
Yeah.
Which brings
me to ask you,
can you program it where it, Or does it come programmed where there's maybe French or Spanish or some other dialects that it recognizes?
Now, I believe
you
don't
have to.
Now, don't quote me on this. I believe you can obviously change the language that it listens to. But as far as your dialect, that's part of the problem with the challenge with that Amazon has to deal with as far as the Echo devices are concerned, is that, I mean,
uh-huh.
They employ a team of thousands of people that are sitting and listening to different dialects so that it can learn and understand the language. Because obviously in the English language, you've got American English, but then you've got slang and dialect too. So it has to really compensate for that. And I mean, it's not that Alexa is artificial intelligence. You've got to have a human that's going through and making sure that all that's going to work. So, I mean, they have a team of people that they employ to listen in on those devices as far as your query so that it can work better. So, I mean, I kind of understand the reason why Amazon has to hang on to your queries or every question that you've asked your Echo device. But at the same time, I think it's hoped that at least Amazon is going to keep that information safe and secure so that it doesn't fall into the wrong hands. And I think right now Amazon's got a pretty decent record as far as keeping secrets. But, you know, as long as they stay away from those third-party vendors, I think they'll be okay. And as long as they keep that information in-house, it really shouldn't be a problem. But as far as the queries are concerned, I think it's one of those things that people do need to know as far as what's happening with their information. So I think they should be at least applauded the fact that they were honest to say, hey, yeah, we keep that information forever.
we ought to know by now that somebody's watching, if not one person and the other. Like I said, there's an incident that was in the news that I'll get to in a minute. What other kind of, I guess you could say, that is a little unsettling. I was going to say, what other kind of unsettling tech news do you want to bring to us today? You know, the other thing, too, is your information continues to evolve. So how much of it does it really keep?
Oh, it keeps all of it. I mean, think about it. Amazon,
like,
and you've
like
got
you
devices.
Move.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's going to keep all that.
Yeah.
Because
wow.
Think about it. If you think about your Amazon account, because your Amazon Echo, whether it be a show or a Dot, or even just a plain old Echo, is tied to your Amazon account. So, I mean, it's got all that information because you can order from your Amazon device anything you want. So it has to know your home address and even your work address if you're getting your Amazon packages delivered to your office if you're trying to avoid porch pirates. I mean, I think the only way that you could avoid that from happening as far as knowing work and home address information is if you got an Amazon locker. And, of course, with a locker, your packages are delivered to a locker at a public location, not at your home.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for the most part, people, just for the sake of convenience, are just going to risk it and have it delivered to the house. Unless they're in an area where, obviously, porch piracy is a big thing.
And see, I wasn't aware about the whole locker deal. But isn't there a risk involved with the locker too? I'm not sure how the locker itself works, but I'm just thinking that if people that know where Amazon lockers are and these packages are shipped to, these must be seeing some sort of value. So wouldn't they be kind of checking out places like that as well?
They might. But you would have to break into a locker, and it always would be like Storage Wars, where if you broke into a locker, you're not going to know what you get. So, I mean, you may start to see where people are hanging out where lockers are just to see if people are getting, robbing people of their packages to hopefully get something worthwhile. But I think a locker is a little bit more secure in this day and age than porch pirates. Because, if you've got, depending on what you get, if it's a large box, someone's going to get curious and drive by and try to pick it up. Maybe not so much smaller packages. And, they don't put brown paper bags on electronics. If you get a electronic item, it's going to be sitting out in the open where everyone can see it. So, I would rather have it go to a locker or the office rather than sitting on my porch if I lived in an area where porch piracy was a problem.
Right. Okay, well, just got to kind of keep an eye on that. I mean, is there any type of regulation that you know of with what Amazon is doing?
Well, I know you can't have liquor shipped to Kansas.
No, well,
but other than
okay.
But,
all right,
but
I'm
other
not
than
even
that,
asking how you know that.
we border Kansas, so many people will have their alcohol shipped to Missouri because it's not legal. to ship it to Kansas. So that's kind of one of those, that's interesting, you know, that useless fact, Burton kind of thing. But I mean, it's, I think Amazon's trying to, I mean, as far as regulations and stuff like that, I mean, obviously it's a crime to steal, but I mean, I think the only thing Amazon and Google Home can do as far as package protection is the notification on your Amazon Echo show or on your smartphone when a package arrives. Because when you order from Amazon, you'll get a message saying that the package has been dropped off. So that way you can at least establish a window if that package was stolen. I mean, you didn't see that a year ago, but now you're starting to see a little bit more notifications going on with the packaging. But, I mean, going back to the whole privacy thing, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing, especially if Amazon and even Google are disclosing that they're keeping your personal information forever. I mean, I hate to tell you this, but Apple does the same thing with Siri, and you have an Android phone, so Google, if you use the Hey Google option, they do the same thing with Hey Google. They keep all that stuff. So that way, next time you do Hey Google or Hey Siri, it'll recognize your voice and pull up your queries a lot easier.
Okay. I guess we just got to get accustomed to the fact that the more we progress, the more everything has consequences. I think we get to the point where we think we get to do something and nothing has consequences, and that's not necessarily the case. You just have to decide which consequences you want to deal with. So this is some of that too. So.
Right. I think it's just we're in a day and age where more private companies and even publicly traded companies just need to be a little bit more vigilant and make sure that they're keeping people's data safe.
Yeah.
I mean, I think
sure. Obviously
we've entered a period where people were getting lax and you were seeing all these security breaches because they just weren't really thinking ahead as far as personal data is concerned. But hopefully we're in a day and age now where it's understood in order for us to enjoy the tech items and the automation that we want in our smartphones that companies will keep providing the technology, but at the same time, they'll provide the security to make sure that all our personal information stays safe.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break.
What were you going to ask? Well, no. After the break, yeah, what are we going to ask?
No, well, I'll tell you and I'll take a break because the story might be a little hard to digest. Because one of the things I was thinking about when you talked about them keeping information, the thing that came to my attention today was a story I saw not too long ago about someone at the doctor's office and something they did at the doctor's office. I'll just leave it at that. I think I posted it on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. But anyway, it was something that they did in the doctor's office that they should not have done in the doctor's office, and so they may be facing charges or whatever. But, you know, that gets into also, too, in terms of how much privacy you have and surveillance and stuff like that, because the doctor's office, there's a lot that goes on in there that you don't necessarily want to have recorded, but obviously it must be recorded in some way, shape, or form, otherwise this person would have gotten caught.
Right.
So, yeah.
Obviously privacy is a big thing. I think the other thing that has been going on is the surveillance videos are trying to track illegals. I don't know if you read that or not, but and of course you've got the whole question of on the census. Are you a legitimate citizen? So I mean,
yeah. Obviously
that's going to start to come into play too.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. We are going to take a quick break. We are here with Burton Kelso. It's Tech Thursday on G's Power Hour. If you, we're not going to give out the number today for various reasons, but anyway, because he has a lot to talk about. The number's, well, This is G's Power Hour. I've never had it so good entertainment. We will be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Hi, I'm Tim Garrison. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been 2 decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the arc with you. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on K-Ham Radio.
Are you chillin'?
Good morning and welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We are here with Bert and Kelso. You know it's Tech Thursday, the third Thursday of each month. And so what else are we having to kind of look over our shoulder about, or is there something, some good news that you can share with us today?
Well, that wasn't bad news about the Amazon thing. It's just one of those.
It's just one of those
informative things, just letting people know that this is something that you need to be aware of, that if you, you know, if you had something confidential, like, what's the show, how to get away with murder, if you've got one of those situations going on, you might be aware that Alexa is listening, or if you're planning to go eliminate some debt by putting on a ski mask and robbing a bank, you might want to make sure you talk about those plans away from a smart device, you know? So it's kind of a heads up. But the other thing, too, is that, you know, another thing is that you really have to understand that, you know, this is out here. Your information's out there. So, I mean, I think the disclosure is good, that, you know, that they're letting people understand that, yes, you know, we are keeping your data, but here's why, rather than the revelation that by the way, we've been keeping your personal data and people getting upset about that. So I think it's good. And especially we've got Crime Week is next week, isn't it?
Crime Week?
Amazon Prime Week? I think it's
Crime
Week.
Oh, okay. I heard it was coming.
I think it's here. But anyway, with Prime Week, the Amazon wants to make sure that they sell Alexa shows and Echoes, so they want to make that disclosure so that people will buy more. But I think it may have had the opposite effect, that you're not going to see that many Echo show and Amazon Echo sales this week, you know?
Really?
Because people don't want to be spied on, but, you know, better now than never, you know?
Yeah, and I guess, you know, you get the kinks worked out, but I'm sure there are going to be some court battles ahead in terms of, you know, how much is this affecting my privacy, you know, is it something that I should be concerned about? Who has access to this information? You know, is it just the company? You know, we ran into some of this when they had the incident in California, and the government was trying to get access to certain records. So, I mean, this may come up again.
Exactly. Yeah, one last thing as far as the cybersecurity thing is concerned is I know a lot of listeners out there probably use Zoom. Gee, I don't know if you use Zoom or not. It's the video conferencing tool you can, I guess, video conference. Well, there was a flaw in the software for Mac users that they've issued a patch for. So if you haven't gotten the patch for your Zoom you need to go out and get it, because there was a patch that would let unknown websites get access to your webcam.
Joy, I like video conferencing anyway. Not
you said
anyway.
You
know? No. I don't. Well, I don't know. I may like it for certain things, but I don't know. I'm a little wary about that. I don't even like telephone conferencing. I don't like conference calls. I really don't.
Well, I think
video conferencing,
obviously the appeal.
Easier.
Well, the appeal with video conferencing calls is with the whole streaming thing. That's where Zoom has really, gotten a lot of their business, because Zoom will allow you to simultaneously stream on Facebook Live. So if you're wanting to reach people or build your influence, Zoom is the utility that you would use in order to do a live stream. And Facebook will let you do a live stream, but with Zoom, you can have multiple people be on the same call. And so what that does is, if you're trying to build up your brand as an influencer, Zoom allows you to basically create your own talk show.
You know, I think I might be in the wrong business.
That's why
I
picked up the popularity. But for them to have a flaw where websites can access your webcam, that's kind of a big deal.
Uh-huh.
And like I said, they've issued a patch for it. But the challenge is that many people that use Zoom, especially Mac users, they're using their MacBooks. So
right.
The laptop, your camera's always on. You know, I take that back. With any Mac product, a MacBook or MacBook Air or even an iMac, it's got a camera mounted in the center of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So the challenge is that your camera is always on. With Windows users, mm-hmm. if you're using, say, a desktop, your camera is not always there. If you've got a desktop, you've got a webcam, and you can easily lay it down or cover it up. Well, with a laptop, unless you're one of those people that puts a piece of tape on it, that camera's going to always be on. And for a flaw, or to allow people to randomly access your camera, you obviously don't want that. So.
See, yeah, I'd be one of those people that I don't just put a piece of tape. It's a Band-Aid. It's a bona fide Band-Aid.
You don't video conference, so that's not a...
No, I really don't.
You don't have to worry about that.
No. I'm sure at some point, I wouldn't mind doing it maybe around the holidays or something with people that, like, I have friends and relatives that live in other states and stuff. And so, that would be great for that. Other than that,
Right.
Old-fashioned that way.
Yeah, but I think, as far as security alerts, I mean, I think that's about it. But there's obviously there's websites that you can go to make sure that you're safe, because there's always a breach going on, and a lot of the breaches don't make the news. So I guess we can talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
There is a website that you can go to called fightingidentitycrimes.com. And on the website, on the banner, there's a link that says breaches and scams. So if you click on that, it'll highlight the breaches and scams that are going on.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah. Or you can, if you go to the breaches and scams, you can go to the breaches we're tracking on their website. And so it'll show the latest breach news for each month. And it goes back to 2012. So I know there are some people that, that are wondering, oh man, how did they get my information? Well, usually it's by, it's from a data breach. And so I don't know if right now I'm looking at the breach tables for July, and you'll find this interesting. So the Los Angeles County Department of Health and Services was breached this month. It was only 14,000 mm-hmm. records, but you have information such as social security numbers, home addresses, date of birth, phone number. So basically everything you need to form an identity. And then, of course, the under the breach tables, they recommend or have a recommendation of what you should do mm-hmm. if you are breached. They'll show the cause of it, like for the Los Angeles County Department of Health and Services. They'll say, well, yeah, this was caused by a phishing attack. So basically, G, that means that some employee fell for a breach and voluntarily gave out this information, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that happens all the time. But the worst thing you want to read under what you should do to protect yourself is to sign up for credit monitoring services, because that means that they've gotten everything that they need to create new identities.
So what's the name of that site again that you were talking about? Because I want to make
it's
sure.
It's called FightingIdentityCrimes.com.
FightingIdentityCrime.com, okay.
Right, and on their website, they have a link that says breaches and scams, and then you can track not only data breaches, so you can click on the link that says breaches we're tracking, so it'll show all the latest data breaches that have occurred, because they're looking at them on a global scale. And then they also have scams, too. So if there's a particular scam that is going around, then they have those scams listed as well.
Okay. I have a question, and I can't remember what the term is. And I want to say hacking, but it's apparently there was something that came across recently about, you know, when they I want to say, hold your technology hostage and you have to pay a ransom. Okay,
yeah, ransomware.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if that was the exact term for it or that was – I don't like to get them mixed up. But there was another city, I think it was a small city in Florida, where there was some information held for ransom and they ended up having to pay. And I guess my question is, when they hold that type of information for ransom, is it just information that is geared toward operating that particular municipality, or is it information that also includes personal information of the individuals that live in that municipality?
Oh, well, the way ransomware works is that they basically destroy the data on the device. So whether it be a smartphone, computer, or a laptop, what happens is an unsuspecting person clicks on a link in an email or an attachment. They download the attachment, and then the next thing you know, you get ransomware on the device that goes through and destroys the data. And then you get a ransom note saying, well, if you pay this amount of money, we'll give you your data back. Well,
but you never get it back.
You'll never get
right?
your data back. What'd you say?
Yeah, that's what I was asking. You never get your data back.
You never do, yeah. I mean, you still have access to your device, G, but the challenge is that you don't have your data. And obviously on all our devices, it's not the device, it's the data that we're wanting to hang on to.
Right, right. And that's why you always tell us about backing up on the cloud.
Right, because ransomware is so dangerous that it'll not only, like, destroy the data on your device if you've got, like, an external hard drive or even the cloud backup service. It'll destroy the data on your backup service as well. But the advantage with having a cloud backup service is that you have redundancy. So maybe one set of your data was destroyed in a ransomware attack. If you've got cloud backup, then you can go back, you know, you can go back a few ways and a few backups, and you can look at your or retrieve your backups.
Okay. Right.
So that's why I'm always saying do cloud backup, because you've got redundancy. The only redundancy you would have with just standard backup is that you'd have to have two or three external hard drives, and then, of course, you would have to make sure that you exchanged all of those drives out. And, I mean, in our hectic world, no one's going to do that anymore. Maybe in an office, if you have a secretary doing that or whoever, receptionist, but, I mean, for personal use, you're not going to – I mean, we're just not going to do that.
Yeah. I think the term is administrative assistant. But anyway, I digress.
Yes.
Let me.
Office manager.
Yeah.
The head person in charge needs to swap all that information out.
We're going to take a quick break. We are here with Burton Kelso. It is Tech Thursday here on G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event, need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar, or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast, let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs, dedicated to serving our families.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. It is Tech Thursday, the third Thursday of every month on G's Power Hour, and we are privileged and honored to have Mr. Burton Kelso with us. So, Burton, what other things are we looking out for? One of the things I did want to ask you about, though, you know, July is kind of considered one of those times of the year where a lot of people do their advanced Christmas shopping. They're saying that in some cases we're having some sale events that are, you know, similar to like Black Friday events. So does the tech world take advantage of that as well, as far as you know?
No, because the top times to buy tech items are for computers and laptops. It's actually, you want to wait a month. You want to go to tax-free weekend if you've got it in your area. But for TVs and stuff, for back to school, that's when it's the best time to start getting your tech items. And if you're wanting to get last year's model, it's a good time to get it because they're starting to clear all that stuff out. But beginning of the year for laptops, Super Bowl Sunday for TV,
for television.
But, yeah, those are the times. But, yeah, now a lot of retailers are starting to clearance out the last year's model. But normally that is going to pick up more so next month in August as opposed to July. So, there are some businesses that will try to clear that out. But the tech world, it's going to be next month. So get ready that first weekend for back to school stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess
in some places it's earlier.
Right. It is. Yeah. I think you sound, I'm jokingly saying this, I'm saying you're down in the dumps. I think we need to switch up and talk about some of this camping tech. I'm not a big camper. I don't know if you are.
I'm not either. I'm a glamper, probably more so than that.
I'm a glamper too. Yeah, I can be outdoors, but I'm not staying overnight out in someone's wilderness. But
my mama used to say, she likes to camp at the Holiday Inn. That's where she would go camping.
That's me. That is me. So yeah, let's start off with some of this camping tech that we've gotten. The first tech item that we have, you'll love this. It's the GoSun solar oven.
The what?
It's the solar oven. It's by GoSun. Go. And it's a sun stove. So I mean, you can cook using the sun.
Oh, okay.
Radiation.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah. That works.
You can go to GoSunStove.com to take a look at this device. But basically, it's less than 2 pounds. It's portable. and the thing will heat up to 550 degrees Fahrenheit, and you can pretty much cook almost anything in it. You can bake, you can broil, you can fry, you can steam roast. I mean, it'll do anything.
So you said gosun.com.
Yeah, GoSun. So G-O-S-U-N, stove, S-T-O-V-E.com.
Yes, so we're going to roast
think about that. I mean, that's almost, that, think about it. That's like glamping because you don't have to go out in the wilderness and collect twigs to build a fire. You just open this thing up and utilize the sun to cook stuff. And supposedly it doesn't matter what type.
We're going to roast marshmallows around a GoFund stove. Okay.
I think you can roast marshmallows around a stove, but, I mean, if you're getting angry, you want something that's going to do it quick as opposed to trying to get a fire going, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But,
okay.
I'll
have to look at
that,
though.
You can cook in cloudy weather. It doesn't matter if it's summer or winter. It uses the sun's rays to cook your food, so it becomes real handy when you're out camping.
Okay, cool. I do like that.
Yeah. So the next cool item we have is the Matrix Power Watch. And what makes it awesome is that it's a smartwatch that's powered by your body's internal heat.
Okay.
So you just put it on, and it's got an app that'll work with both Apple and Android devices. And so, you know, with I can't even think of the watch. I almost said GoPro, but that's the wrong. What am I thinking? The Fitbit. I knew it was like two quick words.
Oh, okay,
Fitbit.
Yeah.
So, you know, a Fitbit, you have to charge up. And I think that's one of the bad things about a Fitbit is that you have to remember to charge that thing up in order to take advantage of it. But with this Matrix Power Watch, I mean, you're the power. It's just generating power from your heat, so you never have to charge the thing. And
what's the platform for that? What's it compatible
you?
With?
You?
No.
But also.
No, the reason I asked that is because. You're funny. the reason I asked that is because, you know, like with the Fitbit, you can, you sync it up to your computer and you can, it downloads information, it helps you keep track on your computer. You know, so it's not just the Fitbit itself, it's the application that's on the computer in terms of setting, goals and deadlines for yourself on the computer. So that's why I asked you, what's it compatible with?
Well, this one's more going towards the younger crowd. So it's compatible with Android and Apple. So, I mean, all of that information that you're looking for that you would hook up to your computer is automatically going to be zapped to your smartphone. Because the whole idea with the Matrix is that you don't want to plug it into the computer like you would do your Fitbit to get your data. It's going to be constantly streamed from the watch to the app. So you just, you know, open your app and you can look at stuff like your calories. You can look at your, you know, you can keep track of your steps, your sleep, all that stuff that Fitbit would do. But the data is going directly to the app. It's not like you have to just constantly plug it into the computer and download the data and see what's going on. It's instant. And so that's obviously what more people are wanting to do with smartwatches. So, but the fact that you don't have to charge it is pretty darn awesome too.
That is kind of interesting. I'll have to look at that. What's the downside?
There's no downside to it. I mean,
okay.
I mean, it's all good.
Okay.
Oh, because you're thinking of the radiation?
Well, that may be it too. You may be one hot body and you overcharge that watch. I mean, I don't know. I'm just asking.
No, it would be a gradual charge. It wouldn't be like your normal smart devices where you could overcharge it and maybe run the risk of battery fire or something like that. So, yeah, there's no downside to it. It's just one of those technology trends that really kind of has to catch on. But, I mean, it's an awesome tool, and it's built for camping because it's waterproof, it's rugged, and you can pretty much use it in any environment. You could just do it every day. You can swim with it. You can hike with it. You can use it for daily exercise too. Because I think one of the obstacles with the Fitbit is that they wear out every couple of years. Whether it be battery, they just quit.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's, I don't know if that's planned, or it's probably planned, so you have to buy a new Fitbit.
Well, that's true. You know, on their end, that might be, yeah, okay. We don't need longevity. We just need it to work for a while until people don't like it, and then, you know, they'll like it enough to get another one. But anyway,
right,
I do,
exactly.
I think that's one of the reasons that I do like what you're saying is that, and I'm sure there's probably a longevity issue of sorts with that, but I do like the fact that you don't have to remember to charge it up. And the other thing that caught my attention is that you can, you know, wear it for your exercise and swimming and stuff like that. So I'll have to check into that. You don't know what the price range goes for that?
No, I sure don't. Not off the top of my head.
Okay.
I would say it would probably be around the same range as a Fitbit. You know, Fitbits aren't cheap.
No, they're not. I unfortunately lost mine again. I've got to get.
Are you
that's
serious?
Why we were talking about. Well, it wasn't for trying. No, I think it was something faulty with the band.
Because
I actually got the band replaced because I almost lost it. I got the band replaced and everything, but it, you know, somewhere, some place, I think I know where it came off, but, you know, I couldn't find it. So, yeah, I mean, it's gone. I know where the last one was, and I think someone, you know, you know, someone got a hold of it and then was going to turn it in. So that was the first one. My second one, though, I really did kind of miss it. I, as much as I regret it, I did miss it, so. Anyway, mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break. We are here with Burton Kelso. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
This is Douglas Dobbs, owner and funeral director at Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community with two generations of family funeral service. With the recent addition of my son Brandon, we are here to take care of the needs of Central and West Orlando. From simple cremation to a full burial, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here to help you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs, dedicated to serving our families.
Swiffer Sweeper cleans so completely, you'll never go back to your old broom again.
Now a song for Mary from a Mr. Broom.
New Swiffer Sweeper's redesigned to clean corners, and it traps and locks 50% more dirt, dust, and hair than a broom. So go all the way clean. New Swiffer, clean better or your money back, guaranteed.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. It is Tech Thursday, the third Thursday of the month here on G's Power Hour, here with Mr. Burton Kelso of Integral. And what other, you were talking about tech items to help us with our camping needs and wants, or our glamping needs and wants. What other items do you have in store?
The next one is the boom bottle. It's a waterproof wireless speaker, which has got a built-in mount too for your smartphone. So if you're out and about and you want to be able to enjoy the greatest and latest tunes, you can take the boom bottle with you. Because the good thing about it is, let's say you're cycling, the boom bottle will fit in the bottle carrier of your bicycle. You can also it also offers a built-in microphone. So if you're out and you want to use a Bluetooth mic when you're camping, you can use the boom bottle to talk back and forth. It'll, like I said, it'll fit in the bottle holder of your bike. And then also it's got a built-in subwoofer, and you can pair it with another boom bottle to kind of get the true stereo sound out of it.
Okay. That works for
and,
me.
Yeah, and the other thing is waterproof, and it's the battery is supposed to last up to 12 hours. So you've got continuous music while you're out in the wilderness glamping.
And so is it rechargeable, or do you have to put fresh standard batteries in it?
No, it's rechargeable.
It is rechargeable. Okay, cool.
It is rechargeable, yeah. You just plug it into a USB, and it'll charge itself, and then you're ready to go.
Too bad it's not solar-powered.
No. Well,
no, but I'm thinking you're out riding your bike and, you know, absorbing the sun. So, yeah.
Right, I know. Well, that brings us to our next item, which is a solar-powered. It's a solar-powered battery pack. It's the E-Power 10,000 solar power bank. So basically it's a battery charger that's solar powered. So if you want to charge up the battery pack, you just lay it out in the sun.
Cool.
And then you can hook up any device into it, like mainly a smartphone to charge it back up. But, I mean, to get the battery pack going again, for some of them, you do have to plug into a wall. But with this particular model, you can just let it sit out in the sun, and it'll automatically charge the battery pack for you.
And what's the name of that again?
It's called the E-Power 10,000. It's the E-Power S10,000 Solar Power Bank.
Okay. All right. You know, I'm looking this stuff up as we talk.
I know.
So.
Yeah, the next item we've got is from the same company, which is Renology, or Renogy, sorry, wrong pronunciation. But it's the Phoenix 100, and it's a mini power station which will allow you to utilize a multitude of devices when you're out camping. So you can, it's got a plug-in, so you can plug your laptop directly into the Phoenix 100, but you can also plug in smartphones, tablets, and then if you're taking a camera with you, you can plug it in and charge it up as well. And the Phoenix 100, you can get several full charges out of your devices. So, for example, if you've got a laptop, you can at least get one full charge out of the Phoenix 100. But for smartphones or tablets, which most people are probably going to take with them on their camping trips, you're looking at like anywhere from 6 to 9 complete charges from the Phoenix 1000. So, I mean, you can definitely be out in the wilderness for a while and get multiple charges from it. And it's not that large of an item either. It's fairly small. So, I mean, it's definitely a great item to take on camping trips with you.
We seem like we're running up a tab, though, with these items. So,
I think the idea with technology, and I always tell people this, is that, yeah, you don't want to just always go out and buy the latest and greatest technology. You should always do your research before buying specific items, especially so that you can get multiple uses out of it. Because, like, let's say the E-Power S10,000 battery charger, you can use that for any application. It doesn't have to be for camping. You can leave it in your car to take with you if you had to go to, like, a series of meetings or to a conference, and have it automatically charge your device. Same thing with the Matrix Power Watch. I mean, before you buy a smartwatch, you just really need to make sure that you're going to get one that's all-purpose. But let's say that you're like us and you don't camp, then maybe the Fitbit would be the best watch for you to get. But if you're an active person, then you would want to look into something like the Matrix Power Watch, because it's going to be a little bit more rugged and a little bit more durable than anything else. So that's why it's always smart to, you know, to make sure that you're getting the right technology.
Right. I actually think that I would probably want to look into that power watch. One thing that I really would like to find out about is if that watch does some of the things that the Fitbit does, for example, monitor sleeping. That's one of the things. And it has kind of the one that I had the breathing exercises to relax you and to try to monitor your breathing.
Right. Yeah, this will do it too. So.
Okay.
So yeah, check it out. But like you said, you definitely want to. You definitely want to make sure you do your research, and make sure that you're getting the right stuff, rather than just kind of jumping on the bandwagon and making sure that you're not just buying every new thing that comes out, because it definitely can cost a lot of money. So, but yeah, the other thing I was looking at too is like the sun cooker. I mean, it's one of those mm-hmm. items too that you use it for multiple applications. You don't necessarily have to use it for camping. I mean, you can, you know, let's say you were having a day in the park. You could just take it with you rather than using the charcoal grill they have at most public parks, you know. So, I mean, it's just something to think about. But always make sure before you buy technology that you research it before you just jump out and get it.
For sure. What about the other thing that I think about when you talk about camping? Because I'm always thinking about the bugs and stuff like that. I have to bring
the
that thermocell back up. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thermocell. Yeah. That's You said you use that, right?
We use that when we go to the outdoor movies. And
right.
So. You know, because around dusk, you know, every critter that's known to man wants to come out and visit. And for some reason, my husband is more prone to mosquito, you know, attracting mosquitoes than I am. So it definitely has helped him a lot. We have to kind of go and get some refills and stuff. But we have like the little, I want to say handheld one, or the one that you can hook on to the belt. But I think there's one that has a lantern
that kind of does
the same purpose. So I'm thinking about trying to get one of those.
Yeah, they do. And that's another example of some camping tech that would have multiple uses. Because, I mean, obviously, if you go out camping, you can take the thermocell with you on the camping trip. But at the same time, you've got standard uses with it. You can just take it with you on your camping trip and not have to worry about mosquitoes. And same thing at home. You can use the same thermocell to protect yourself when you're in your own backyard. So make sure it's versatile. The technology that
definitely.
You get.
Yeah.
You've got
and then not
one last
not to
item.
Step on what's that?
I said I've got one last item, so
yeah, go ahead, please.
It's the GoBat, and it's another heavy-duty power battery thing. And this one's a little bit more portable, so you can hang it from your belt or you can pack it lightly. But it will allow you to charge your smartphone and just make sure that you can keep your phone up to date. And it's also got an emergency flashlight. So it's dual purpose, obviously. So if you're camping and you get lost, you need a flashlight. If you've got this GoBat 5200 portable battery bank, it'll charge your phone. But at the same time, it'll help keep you safe, too, because it's got a built-in flashlight.
Okay. And the other thing I wanted to bring up is, not to kind of step on your territory, you're not trying to do that, but just the investment that we made, and it wasn't that much, is that that Midland weather radio, the little small one that we got. I think that's a good thing to have too when you're camping, because you never know how, you know, I know you always are supposed to check into the weather before you just plan these camping trips, but you never know what's going to happen. But the thing that I like about it is that it had a USB port, it has solar panels, and it has a hand crank as well. So it good for just having as a radio as well as having that option and a flashlight part too. So, I mean, it's
right,
great.
I agree. You got the American Red Cross one, correct?
I don't know. I got it from Sam's, and I got it on sale for less than $30.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So,
well,
yeah,
what
it was just a little
really,
one.
They really popped up in popularity because what has happened is many people are starting to cut the cord. So they're getting rid of their standard. They're getting rid of their standard TV, and they don't have. They're just streaming services. So if severe weather comes along, then you're not going to get the alerts. So if you've got a weather radio, obviously it's connected to the National Weather Service. So if something comes along, you can be a little bit knowledgeable about it.
Yeah. That's
so
true.
So I think some people will think, well, maybe I don't want to buy a weather radio for camping because I'll never use it. But if you're one of those people that you stream everything, you need to have something because with all the severe weather we're having, you never know what's going to pop up and when. So it's always a good idea to get something like that.
Right. And it's a good idea because, as we can tell, the part of the country you're on, it doesn't take hurricane season to have severe weather. You know, different parts of the country have been getting all types of severe storms. So I think it's always good. Both of my parents had one, but I just got this one because it was pretty, like I said, it had the solar panels on it and the flashlight. So it was multifunctional, and it really helped us when we went through Irma, you know, because we were without power for about 4 days. So it was just not being able to keep in touch with a lot that really helped. Burton, how do we get in contact with you?
I'm all over social media. You can just look for Burton Kelso or Burton Kelso, the tech expert, and look us up. Same thing with our company, Integral. You can just find us on social media. We're there, always sharing tech tips and tricks to help sure that people get more out of the technology they use in their day-to-day life.
And he travels because he will be here in beautiful Central Florida next month. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah. Can't believe that's a little over a month away. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, time flies. But thank you. Appreciate your time today. And have a enjoyable remainder of the summer, at least this month anyway. Talk to you next
month.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it. That's going to be fun in Florida. So.
Yeah, it will. Yeah. All right. Take care. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
And thank you all for joining us. This has been G's Power Hour. I've never had so good entertainment. Have a blessed day, everyone. Talk to you tomorrow. And please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.